This is Fair Issues on the Mormon Faircast. This week's article is entitled, Keeping the Faith, Using DNA to Prove or Disprove the Book of Mormon's Validity, by Michael R. Ashe, read by Ned Scarsbrick. This and other articles by Michael Ashe can be found at DeseretNews.com. This article was used by permission of the author and the Deseret News. Although most LDS scholars have claimed for several decades that the Lehites were a small incursion into an already existing New World population, within the past decade, some members and critics have attempted to apply DNA studies to this very issue. Critics have argued that according to DNA tests of modern Native Americans, there is no indication an Israelite population ever lived in ancient America, and therefore the Book of Mormon is false. Conversely, some members have claimed DNA tests demonstrate that ancient Israelites once lived in the Great Lakes area of the United States, one of the proposed geographies for Book of Mormon events, and therefore the Book of Mormon is true. I believe both arguments are wrong. Since the critics have superior scientific argument compared to those believers who claim the DNA evidence proves the Book of Mormon, I'll begin with their claims first. Historical dynamics measured by population genetics methods often rely on the examination of mitochondrial DNA, or mtDNA, which is transferred practically unchanged from mother to child. Thus far, the vast majority of all mtDNA data studies to date on Native American populations indicate Asian affinity. This supports the primary scientific theory that the Americans were populated by people migrating from Asia by the way of the Bering Strait. According to critics, the genetic Asian connection means there is no trace of Israelite DNA, and therefore the Book of Mormon is false. As noted in an earlier column, I believe the scientific world is part of God's truth. Therefore, I not only accept the current DNA studies as accurate, I also don't believe God simply changed Nephite and Lamanite DNA to Asiatic DNA in order to fool scientists. While God certainly has power over all things, I can't accept that he intentionally deceived us. If science tells us there are no traces of Israelite DNA among the descendants of the ancient Americans, how do we reconcile science with Scripture? To answer this question, we must understand several key considerations. 1. The Book of Mormon doesn't deal with all ancient American peoples. This was the focus of the past several columns. For at least 70 years, a number of LDS leaders and scholars have argued that, according to textual evidences in the Book of Mormon, the Nephites and Lamanites lived in a limited geographical area and interacted with a pre-existing population. While some critics have claimed that LDS apologists have fashioned this argument in response to DNA studies, in reality, LDS scholars have suggested this scenario long before the discovery of double helix DNA. 2. We don't know what Israelite DNA from Lehi's time looks like. We have a general idea of what the DNA of modern Middle Eastern populations look like, and we know that as of today, it has not been detected among Native Americans. But because we don't know anything about the DNA of Lehi's party, we can't exclude that it could fit among the multiple Asiatic markers we find in modern Native Americans. Some people naively assume ancient DNA should be the same as what we find in modern Jewish populations. Based on the assumption, Jews have been a tight-knit people since ancient times. In truth, however, Israelite, like Jew, Mormon, or even American, is a cultural rather than a biological definition. Other than a few extreme examples, current Jewish populations, from whence samples are drawn for Israelite DNA, do not necessarily reflect the DNA makeup of ancient Israelite populations. Even anciently, the Israelites were composed of multiple genetic backgrounds, each carrying different mtDNA markers from their mothers. By the time Jesus was born, the Jews were a genetically diverse group, having intermarried with Canaanites, Babylonians, Persians, Greeks, and Romans, as these outsiders conquered Judah. This intermixing has only increased to the present day. Under such conditions, we shouldn't expect to know what Lehite DNA looked like. 3. DNA markers can disappear. According to virtually all scientists who specialize in DNA as it pertains to population genetics, when small populations mix with larger populations, there is a significant possibility of losing the DNA signatures of the smaller population. Genetic bottlenecks, for instance, occur when a significant portion of a population does not reproduce or doesn't pass mtDNA onto its progeny. If the original Nephites and Lamanites had mostly sons rather than daughters, for example, those sons would have married native women and the mother's DNA, not Lehi's wife Sarah's DNA, would have been passed on to the children. Some of the various types of genetic bottlenecks and other factors that can cause mtDNA markers to disappear will be the focus of our next installment. If you like this podcast, you can help promote it by subscribing to it in iTunes or by rating it and writing a review. Post a link on your blog and Facebook page and tell your friends about us. Questions or comments about this episode can be sent to podcast@fairlds.org or join the conversation at fairblog.org. Michael Ash is the author of the book Shaken Faith Syndrome, Strengthening One's Testimony in the Face of Criticism and Doubt, as well as the book Of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Both books are available for purchase online through the Fair Bookstore. Music for this episode was provided courtesy of Lawrence Green. The opinions expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or that of Fair Mormon.